I did promise you that we would at least give a mention to the Spring Hill Community Garden, and that's available on Facebook, and we'll do a link to that. But it's really for those who are really interested in communities, in gardening, in wildlife, perhaps in even just getting a little bit of outdoor exercise. And it's still a good way to be able to carry out social distancing even now, where the Spring Hill Community Garden is in an enclosed area, wooden enclosed area, and it was previously the bowling green for the Shed Exley Sports Centre, where it's just close by to. And it's now being transformed into a community garden. And so it's really pleasing not only to see lovely wildflowers such as orchids, northern marsh orchids just outside the enclosure there, but to see some of the great work that's actually going on within the Spring Hill Community Garden. There's a whole lot of things that are going on. If you go to there, if you're living on Spring Hill Road or very close by, I think they'd certainly love you to get in touch. You can even, for example, make use of old egg boxes as seed cartons and sow some seeds in there. We have little cartons ourselves that came from a food bank, and these are M&S cartons with some seeds in there. They're compostable cartons, and so we're going to take those over. If the Spring Hill Community Garden want them, we'll take them over there, and they can actually use them. There are things like carrots and beetroot and chilies and all sorts of other things as well. Lots of fruit and veg, and it certainly attracts bumblebees. And we actually found 6 bumblebees over the summer, early part of the summer, in our garden, which is fantastic. That's a quarter of the bumblebee species in the UK just in our garden. And just think what it would be like in a slightly bigger enclosure like the Spring Hill Community Garden. So, as I say, they did do great work indeed. So let's go and see what else they have. There's going to be a committee meeting to find out what folks are looking for the future. And they're wondering what people are really looking out for from the community garden. But as I'm looking at it, growing veg and helping out with food poverty is one thing. Increasing biodiversity and supporting wildlife, increasing community and outdoor exercise. And those are things that I mentioned right at the start. And we would just love more people to get involved with that. You can see whole families getting involved in different ways and pricking out seedlings and starting to grow even radishes and shallots and various other things in the garden. Really good. So if you would like to find out more, then we'll put the link on there. Or if you happen to live on Spring Hill Road directly, just go up to the top of the road, just the top of the hill, and there's the Shed Exley Sports Centre. And just go along, there's a trackway which leads to the side of the centre. Go along there, it's to the rear of the centre, and you'll see this enclosed garden. It says Shed Exley, or rather Spring Hill Community Garden on the front. Very, very good thing indeed. So that's really all we have to mention for today's programme. We're hoping to have more to mention another week, and as things start out, then we would certainly encourage you to keep your social distancing. At the moment it is still 2 meters, and there's certainly a recommendation that you keep to 2 meters. If you're going into a shop, do wear a face mask. As of today, I believe you are able in Scotland, as in England now, to be able to wear. Travel restrictions have been lifted and you're able to go out to various places, and I'm even half thinking of perhaps taking a little trip out to Udney in the next few days to see this NHS thing that has been mown into the Udney Green. I would love to be able to do a report from where you are. So if you're in North Scotland, I can easily make it out with a microphone with a fluffy top on it, which will stop out the wind noise, and you never know where we might appear, but it'd be really good because then we can highlight what is going on in your community, what's actually going on where you live, and we hopefully be able to highlight that. But bear in mind, we are limited by the number of people, so don't expect a lot, but we can actually do something, and we'd love to be able to highlight and especially show what God is doing in communities and how people are working in unity. That is a real heart for us. We're going for some music in just a few minutes' time, and hopefully find out more about that. Now, at the moment, you will have been hearing about the Seafarers Centre. If you're listening quite regularly into the station, the Seafarers Centre is at the moment, it's on Market Street and it's currently closed, but it's a good idea still to think about what seafarers actually do. And the Seafarers Centre, when it is open, does a great job in giving seafarers from all nations an opportunity to come in and perhaps even have some of the comforts of home, to be able to phone their families, to be able to use the internet, to be able to have a tea or coffee, to be able to chill out. They will certainly help people getting the necessary help that they need in whatever they do. There's also not far from the Seafarers Centre, there's the Fisherman's Mission almost next door, and they do a great job. Fishing is the one of the most dangerous, if not the most dangerous, peacetime activity job that you can actually do. So the Fisherman's Mission, they do a great job, and they have offices in various places like Aberdeen, but also in Peterhead, Fraserburgh, and down into southern Aberdeenshire as well. So they do a great job. We mustn't forget to also the great work of the food banks. There's the Aberdeen North Food Bank, which is actually based at the moment just along the road, almost from here. They're in temporary accommodation in an old office block, but they do a great job, and they send out orders to various places across the city, different churches, different organisations. So they do a great job, and that's a good food bank, which is run jointly between King's Community Church and also Bon Accord Free Church, I believe. Again, a great work going on there. There's also Aberdeen South Food Bank, not far from here, which is based at Seafine at Poynock Road, and we'll try and make sure, if you in fact have a little look through, and you'll see details for how what's actually happening there. So we'll try and put some details on our website once again. Right, I think I better just stop talking. Let's get on and find out what's happening with the Weekend Book Club. Have a great weekend, and you'll be able to hear this program going out again on Saturday and Sunday from 12 p.m. and also during the week on the individual community best programs. Wherever you are in the world, welcome, and we do hope you come to Aberdeen soon.
Coming this weekend, Weekend Book Club launches with two audio classics. Saturday at 4 p.m, God's Smuggler, the story of Brother Andrew smuggling Bibles into Germany. Sunday at 4 p.m, Pilgrim's Progress, an allegory written by John Bunyan. Book Club, this Saturday and Sunday from 4 p.m.
We're here at the Aberdeen Seafarer Centre. Have you heard of us? Do you know what we do? We're here to care for the welfare of all seafarers, irrespective of race or religion, and give them some home comforts whilst they spend months away from family and friends. We're an island nation. Do you know that? I'm sure you do. Do you also know that without seafarers, our shelves in the supermarkets would dry up within 8 days, and you would have no food, you would have no fuel, and life would be miserable? We want you to be part of that story of caring for seafarers. There are many opportunities for you to help and volunteer with us. Why don't you come down to the Seafarer Centre any evening, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m, and have a chat with Howard Drysdale, the centre superintendent and manager. There are many opportunities to help, And if you get in touch with us, we'll give you those opportunities. We'll match your skill set and your gifting with the things that need to be done here. We couldn't survive without our volunteers, and the service we give to seafarers free is reliant on the many volunteers who come and give of their time to support seafarers from all over the world. It's fun, it's easy, it's a great thing to be doing, and you'll meet some wonderful people in the process. So get in touch with Howard Drysdale on 0775 4141 076, or by email at seachaplain, that is seachaplain, seachaplain@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.